The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Conor Faulkner, Director of Consumer Affairs at AA Ireland. We're not going to talk to you about car issues now, although I will ask you about the train strike in a moment. But you have done a survey into the annual cost of running an average family home. And what have you come up with?
Yeah, it's a huge number. This is something that AA Home Insurance does every year. I mean, we do the car one in July, August, how much it costs to run a car. But we also do an exercise on how much it costs to run an Irish family home. And the shocking number is for the average home at the moment, it's €16,169 per annum.
And that's without food included?
That's without food included.
And this is out of after-tax income?
Out of after-tax income, yeah. And we put all the details up on our blog, and by far the largest piece in that is mortgage cost. So if we set aside mortgage cost just for a moment, mortgage cost is a little bit less than 10 grand of that figure. The rest is the ordinary domestic bills. So your waste charges, your home insurance, your utilities, your broadband, a basic TV package, and you know, replacement of white goods every time. So your fridge, for example, might need to be replaced every 7 years. We put an annual cost in that, and we're tracking how these things move over time. And it's a relatively stable year, with the exception of the mortgage cost. And here's where our model gets a little bit confusing, because the way we do it is we look at the average price of a home today in Ireland, and that's the figure that we put into our model, and that's the figure that gives you the 16,000 number. However, if you're part of the negative equity generation, if you bought your house in 2007, we have another figure for people who bought in 2007 at an average price of €344,000. And for those individuals, it's an extra €5,000 a year on there.
Ooh.
Yeah. So instead of 16,000 including mortgage, it's actually 21,000 including mortgage, and the mortgage is 15,000 of that.
Now, we also have Mark Whelan with us from bonkers.ie. Some of the figures that have already been mentioned by Conor, but what sort of things are very expensive in Ireland compared to other countries?
Well, you look at our cost of energy, for example. We're, you know, among the top for across Europe there. We're among the top in Europe for mortgage repayments, as has already been mentioned by Conor as well. And unfortunately, those prices in energy anyway are only going up further.
We're the fifth most expensive country in the EU for electricity. Why is that?
Well, it's interesting when you actually break it down, because we are fifth, but when you take taxes out of that and you just look at what's being charged by the suppliers, we're actually first most expensive in Europe for electricity. So that is a question really for the suppliers, the CRU, but I will say that we now have 10 suppliers in the market. So, you know, we'll really
but
be happy to see some
competition. Is not dropping prices down, is it?
Well, it hasn't been dropping prices so far this year, but we did see drops last year. But we've seen 7 energy suppliers announce that they'll be increasing prices over the coming months.
And the government has increased the PSO levy, the public service obligation levy.
That has gone up as well, which will add an extra €25 to all annual electricity bills, regardless of your consumption. So no matter how many kilowatt hours you're using over the course of a year, you're going to be paying about €105 for the PSO levy alone.
And many of the major broadband suppliers have also put up the prices recently.
Yeah, we've seen increases there as well, and there may be more on the way. We've seen Air, Sky and Vodafone all begin writing to a number of their customers. Now, they all say it's only to a small proportion of their customers, but when all are doing it, it's going to really sting a large proportion of the households here across Ireland.
And then on mortgages, though, there has been some good news recently on the mortgages, isn't there?
Yeah, it's good news, but it kind of comes with a but. Like, they are coming down. We've seen four lenders cut rates over the last while. AIB and Haven really leading the charge there by cutting their standard variable rate, but it's from a high base.
Conor, I suppose this isn't really what you look at in the survey, but there must be a major affordability issue for many people.
Absolutely. I mean, you wonder how, I mean, it seems astonishing that we've got that much income to set aside. And if you look at an average industrial wage in Ireland, for example, it compares reasonably well with average wages across Europe. So you'd have people in Italy or Portugal or Greece looking at Ireland thinking, wait, that's, I'd love to live there. But you don't see the other side of the ledger, which is the sheer cost of living in Ireland. It is astonishingly expensive on these day-to-day, everyday items, which you really can't fully participate in society without. I mean, you could do without broadband, maybe. You could do without a TV package,
do
maybe.
Do without broadband? Are you mad?
Of course. Yeah, so, I mean, what I'm saying is if you really want to be, you know, fully participative in modern Irish society, you have to have all of these these things. They're not truly luxuries. And when you list them all and you consider the cost of them all, it comes to an astonishingly high amount. Now, I must say that our figures are to some degree distorted by the mortgage, because it depends what you paid for your house and your circumstances might be different
there. You know what? If you're on rent, you might be paying as much as on a mortgage,
indeed,
the way
exactly,
things have gone. You're nodding about that one anyway, Mark.
Yeah, even more in many cases, and it is that rent trap that so many potential first-time buyers are stuck in right now, where you know, you have to cough up that 10% deposit, but when you're paying a huge rent, if you're living near a city, for example, then it's extremely difficult to actually gather that saving.
Listen, just before I leave you go, thank you very much for you joining us, Mark Whelan from bonkers.ie, but Conor Faulkner of AA Ireland, you're normally with us with your traffic hat
yes,
on.
Yeah.
I suspect we may be talking to you tomorrow, because it's the second one-day action by the rail workers. Last week wasn't the worst, was it? The impact wasn't perhaps as bad as we'd feared.
Yeah, I think tomorrow will be worse. I mean, last week, the kids were on half term, which made a huge, huge difference. It always makes a difference. And also, it was quite a benign day weather-wise. Tomorrow morning, it may be raining in Dublin at dawn. And of course, all the kids are back in school. So it will definitely be worse than it was last week. And I think we'll see it on places like the M50 or the Lucan Road or the M7. Probably won't be as bad closer into the city, where there's less reliance on those rail services. But from the suburbs
coming
in.
But it's a sort of the knock-on effect,
yeah,
isn't it? Because if people decide that they want to use a bus instead of the buses might be full.
The buses
if they decide to drive their cars, then suddenly there's going to be chock-a-block all the way into Dublin, and that extends into Dublin, and the same in Cork and whatever.
Very much so. So places like Galway, Cork, Limerick, and certainly Dublin tomorrow morning, we expect it to be quite a bit worse than usual, even for people who never use the train and think that, well, I'm not affected. Well, you probably will be, particularly if it's a nasty wet morning tomorrow morning with the kids in school. I mean, a wet Tuesday morning in November is always going to be busy anyway, and minus 150,000 rail seats, it's going to be significantly worse.
Thank you very much, Conor Faulkner of AA Ireland.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.